Welcome everybody to the iPhone Users Group for VIP on the 9th month, 24th day of 2025. It didn't know this was happening today. I've been really, really busy today getting everything's squared away because Wayne's having surgery on Monday. All systems are go, but it's been kind of hectic. But the only thing I have to comment really is hopefully you guys have not updated to the operating system 26 because it does have voice over consequences. People's voiceovers have been quitting and not working properly, so that's a warning. So I had to go and literally to my iPhone and turn off automatic updates. So just word to the wise, do not update to 26 until they get those bugs fixed. So I'm going to turn it over to the group, and whatever you have to say, we want to hear it.
Well, I did do the update and had no problem with it. Now, I will say that there are some things in the update that look differently. That I just did it on Monday night. And things that my mail app looks different. Instead of calling it an inbox, unless I did something that made the inbox go away, it's now called updated or recent updates or something like that. There's a box called that. I know there's supposed to be a way that if you had trouble with your home screen looking different and having things in an order that you don't like, that I was told there was a way to tell your phone you want everything to go back into a classic view. I have not seen that option. I've played around in settings, but so far the way it is going for me, and I have an iPhone 13, so far so good.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that. So the mail, you know, I noticed I haven't updated, but I noticed in my mail, whatever version I'm running at the 18 something, I can't find, I've got several folders created, different mailboxes. And usually I could just hit mailboxes and go through and select the one I want and get to the message I want to see. Now it's not presenting me with all the mailboxes. So, but if I want to move an email into one of them, I can get to it that way. But I don't always want to do that. And then once you move it, then they're gone again. So I don't know what to do about that.
There isn't a back button at the top.
Well, not that I could see.
Yeah, and what it seems to be doing for me, too, is that if you read a message that's in this recently updated folder, whatever it's calling itself here, I'll look in a minute. Once you've read the message, you don't see it anymore. It's only the message is categorized as unread. And I went into the mail settings, and I didn't see that there was any way that you were, you know, filtering and saying, I only want to see unread messages or what have you. That's where I then go to the inbox on my computer and the messages are there. So yeah, it's a funny setup.
Yeah. I just remembered as I was going through those options, you have to reorder the mailboxes. All the mailboxes are there, but you have to go in and reorder them in order for you to see them. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea, but it's not.
So how do you do that? I know I did it once. One of the updates had them all messed up, and now I forget how to do that.
I selected all inboxes, and then I'm flicking through, and it just shows the box, the ones that I have reordered. And you have to get through the list of mailboxes, mailbox, send, trash, Yahoo, toolbar, compose. Yeah, so I'm not sure. I think you have to go into edit. I think it's edit, all inboxes, reorder. Oh, okay. Reorder all inboxes. Let me see what that does. iCloud, reorder iCloud. Yaha, reorder Yaha, VIP, flagged, unread. Oh my gosh, it's just very convoluted.
The other thing I noticed is in the phone app, you know how it, you go from left to right to favorites, recent, contacts, keypad, and I forget what comes after keypad, voicemail. And it, when you hit, when it's voicemail, it says 5 of 6. There's supposed to be 6 items under the phone, and I only see 5. I don't know where number 6 is.
Well, that is odd. Did you try to double tap on 5 to see if it'll let you go to 6?
No, it just goes to, it, that's number 5 is your voicemail. So it puts you in your voicemail.
Oh, so 5 is voicemail. What's number 6? What's it labeled?
It doesn't say. It's one of those things where as you hit each one, you know, it'll say favorites, 1 of 6, recent, 2 of 6, whatever. You get to the voicemail one, 5 of 6, and that, and you're in the right-hand corner, bottom right-hand corner of your screen, and that's it.
Wow, what are we missing?
Yeah, there was supposed to be a whole thing in one of the articles I read about being able to do more with blocking calls and silencing calls, unknown callers not even ringing in on your phone. So far, I have not found where all those kinds of options are. But like I said, I just did it Monday night and I was busy yesterday and today so far. And today is when I really thought I'd sit down and try to play with this.
Well, I'll be curious to know what that 6th item is and why we're not able to see it.
I wonder if that's that recording feature is not turned on yet.
Would make sense.
I don't know if they're ever going to turn that thing on. It's been showing up forever.
Well, it does work.
Doesn't work on mine.
Is there a place in settings to turn it on? I remember we talked about it in a previous iPhone class.
No, I haven't seen it in there anywhere.
Huh. Which iPhone do you have, John?
13 Pro. I've never looked to see if there is anywhere to turn it on, but it just shows dimmed all the time when you open it.
Well, it doesn't actually show up until a call is initiated, though. That's the other thing.
Still doesn't show up.
Really? Because I know, like, when I did the interview on Dave and Wendy when they went to Greece, that's what I did. I recorded the call from my iPhone to theirs, and then I edited it. I actually had to record the conversation with Goldway because it was so big that it wouldn't let me save it to Dropbox. You know, the file was so big it wouldn't let me save it to Dropbox or anything. And I even worked with the Apple accessibility people, and they said that'd probably be the only way you could get it. So I had to record it. I hooked up a recorder to it with a jack, you know, earphone jack, and I recorded it into Goldwave into my computer.
Nay, Andy and Ellie. I'll have to look at the menu to see if it were to turn that on.
You turn something off. Good afternoon, everybody. I might as well say afternoon because it is past noon here in Montana.
Yes, it is. I've got to make a phone call regarding the Wayne surgery, so I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm thinking about getting that new 16E phone.
What's it do that your phone don't do right now?
Well, I have a 2020 SE, and I've had it for about 5 years. I think the battery life is better on the 16E, and I can't remember what else. I was looking at the specs, and it looked a little better than mine.
Now, I'm going to hold on this 13 till it dies, I think.
I'm going to take my little blind shell. I love it.
Yeah, if you're not able to navigate a flat screen, those are nice phones. I know several people that have them, and they really like them.
Well, I've got one friend here in town who's blind, and she has an iPhone. She navigates that darn flat screen like nobody's business. I tried the use of one time with the idea of purchasing it. I had the dickens of a time. I finally said, forget it.
Yeah, there's definitely a learning curve. Way back in, was it 2015 or whatever it is, when I got my 4S. It took me about a week to really get good at it. And I just kept working at it until I was about ready to throw it across the room. Then I'd stop and I'd go back to it.
That's what I did. Just stayed on that thing. Just looked at everything, kept trying everything. That's the only way you can learn anything is to stick with it.
I bought an iPod Touch in 2010 and used that for a couple of years. And then I bought my iPhone 5 in 2012, which was pretty cool.
With me, it's a factor of impatience. I haven't got that much patience to stay with a deal like that, whereas my Blind Shell Classic 3 that I have now, good grief, I use it for more than just calling or texting.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. Not everybody is techie. And some people, no matter how hard they try, you know, they're not going to. Because it takes some coordination, it really does, to do that flat screen thing. And you know, Parker, do you still do pretty good with it, even with your neuropathy?
You know, as good as Pig was on the keyboard on the piano, I went to his house 3 or 4 times, helped him with the phone. He could not get the swiping down or anything. I said, Pig, you play the piano all the time. I said, take your finger and swipe to the right. Couldn't do it.
I can still get it, but I'm not. It's a lot harder than it was before the neuropathy set in.
Well, my hands are getting so crippled up with arthritis that it isn't funny. And as well as pretty much the rest of me, but then, what do you expect at the age of 78?
Well, I notice when I go to double tap, I'm getting a tremor in my finger, which messes me up sometimes.
Yeah, I can't imagine having lost motion, you know, in your fingers and still being able to navigate that flat screen and really do it well, because it definitely, I mean, even when I do email, and you swipe up to where it says delete, and then you have to double tap it. Well, many times I have to redo it because it takes me back to the message and it won't let me delete it. So, and I consider myself fairly good at navigating the iPhone, but that's one of those things that kind of catches me sometimes.
I found that in playing my keyboard, musical keyboard, if I don't keep at it more often than I have, I lose my control of working my hands on the keys. And then with my loss of high frequency hearing, a lot of times I'll play a chord and I'll swear I've got the right fingers.
John Harris left channel. TechChat 8. TechChat 8 opened 8 items.
Oops, I should have pressed the control. Anyway, comes out sounding fouled up.
Chris, have you noticed that issue? Because I noticed you saying that you do email on the phone. Have you ever noticed that issue with deleting messages?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because a lot of times what I do is I don't open the messages. And at first, I go across, I go down the list and see what they are. And they give you that 5-line preview to get a little bit of the body of it before you even open it. And if you're not going to open it, and then you want to hit, I hit the red, you know, it's a red, I make it a red message instead of an unread message. So you got to go down to hit the red and double tap that. And then you got to swipe up to hit the delete to get it out of there. And sometimes my fear is sometimes when I'm doing that swiping that I may be hitting a message that I haven't looked at yet and deleting something that I don't want to delete. So you have to be careful. And sometimes your fingers just don't do what you want them to do.
Well, I actually, when I read a message, if I know it's one that I don't want, I just swipe up once and it takes you right to delete. And that's the way I do it.
Well, the reason I do it that way, and I still haven't proved this theory right, but as I think I've told you all before, I have a mixture of, there are messages that only go to my archive folder on my iPhone. And then there are messages that go into the inbox on my iPhone and the inbox on my computer with Thunderbird. And I've sort of gotten the idea, and I'm testing the theory, that if I tell messages that they're already read and I delete them there on the iPhone when I'm going through them, then when I go into my inbox in Thunderbird, I'm not going to see them again. Now, sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not. But it's a theory that I'm kind of testing out.
Well, that's the reason I think that I haven't bothered with the email feature on my blind shell, because I'm so used to doing it with the computer, email with the computer, that's where I stay with.
Now, my roommate has a blind shell, and she loves the email on the blind shell. It's a lot easier for her to do it that way than it is on the computer. And she never read her email. Now she checks her email, you know, at least, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week, which she never did before. Somebody came in, or did they leave? I was keyed up, so I didn't hear.
Is your friend's blind shell a classic 3? I bet it is.
Well, I saw 2 Parkers for a while there. Well, does anybody else have any iPhone issues or iDevice issues? I have a question about whether or not getting an iPad would be beneficial. Is there anything that you can do with the iPad that you can't do with the iPhone?
I don't know, Mar. I've wondered the same thing, especially down the road when maybe instead of, you know, getting a laptop computer, would you get an iPad instead? I know that, you know, it's a bigger device. And I know it, I think it has a camera on it, but like somebody said to me, well, yeah, it's because it's a bigger device, you know, the way you would use it to aim a camera or whatever. So I wonder about that myself.
Well, I had a friend that had one, and it was all wrapped up in a case, and one side of it was a keyboard. You opened it like a book. One side of it was a keyboard, and one side of it was the device. And so, you know, if she wanted to type anything out, she could do it on that keyboard. And it was just really neat and compact, and she could just put it in her purse or whatever.
Well, is an iPad, it doesn't have a phone feature on it, does it?
Some of them do. Some of them do have, what do they call that capability? Can't think of what the name of it is right now. Not Wi-Fi, but the other thing, phone capability.
You know, since I deal with Wi-Fi, why? for me, a tablet wouldn't be all, or iPad wouldn't be all that beneficial. So, especially if you have a phone feature, because I'm seized to a cellular phone type thing anyway.
One thing is if you if you do use your device to listen to music, the tablet devices have much better speakers in than the iPhone. I know that much. But I've also heard, that was another thing, John's not here anymore, but he was asking what the difference. They were saying that the speakers on that 16E are a lot better.
The speaker on the Blindshell Classic 3 isn't bad, though I will admit it does sound a little tinny, but tinny or not, I'm so fond of playing music wherever I want to go that, shoot, I've got practically a music library on it. Though I will grant you, I'm wondering if there's a way to hook it up to my player, my record player over here. It has a Bluetooth feature on it, and I'm kind of wondering about that.
Does that have speakers built into it?
Oh, my record player does, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, there might be then. You know, it would treat it as a Bluetooth speaker. Sometimes I have good luck with Bluetooth, and other times I don't. It just all depends on what it is, and I've used Braille displays with my phone, and in fact, I've used Braille displays with the Blindshell too, but because they have a keyboard and you can type in certain things, like if you want to add stuff to your contacts, it's a lot easier. I hate using that pad to do that. Oh my goodness. Excuse me, but I don't like typing on the phone screen that well either.
Okay, I know you probably passed the subject about iPads. My wife was in here disturbing me. But anyway, I wanted to comment. I've had the iPad Mini And I worked with Nancy's big iPad. I don't like them at all. Unless you're going to use an external keyboard, they're probably doable. But myself, I stay as far away from them as I can get because too much real estate.
I would agree with that. I am back. There was one more hurdle I needed to jump, or we needed to jump to get his surgery scheduled. But anyway, we did it. It's good. As far as using the iPad, I started off before I got an iPhone with an iPad. And it is different. I didn't always have a keyboard, but when I got a keyboard, it made everything wonderful. So I still have the iPad. I still use it from time to time. But as far as would I get another one? No, I would not. Because like Terry said, it is way too much real estate.
I sometimes wish that my Classic 3 blind shell had a carrying case. I think you can get one for it that you'd slip it into, because as is, if I hit the buttons by accident upon placing it either in a pocket or whatever, it throws it into lock phone or near lock phone, and then I have to work around unlocking it again.
Okay, I did play with this mail program, and I do have my boxes back in the right order. The editing and reordering was a good idea, Cheryl. Still haven't figured out what number 6 is for the phone yet. The other thing I have a problem with is going on the web with my phone. Now, if I get a link in an email and it takes me there, that's one thing. But just to pull up Safari, or I have DuckDuckGo as my browser on my phone, and to get to that address bar and type in a web address or whatever, when I have to do something like that, I go to the computer.
Yeah, the address bar is down at the bottom of the screen. Why? I don't know. But if you can hit New Tab and then double tap on Address, it'll let you type in the URL. If you have a keyboard, that's even better. But I agree with you. I rarely will type in a web address on the iPhone. I will use a link to get to where I need to go. Now, for VIP, I will type in vipconduit.com and go there like that to sign in. But once I've signed in and I just hit the share button, add it to my home screen, so it's all automatic.
Yeah, I've got VIP on my home screen as well. And so the only thing that I've found sometimes when I go into VIP at my phone, I have a heck of a time getting it to stay focused on that login button. Has anybody else had that problem?
Well, I thought I was the only one who did that, put the thing on the home screen.
Well, you have to, basically what it's doing is it's still populating and it's still loading. So if you try too quickly to double tap on that login, it's not ready yet. That's why it keeps refocusing. So you just have to wait a few seconds and wait for it to settle down. Then that login button will stay there.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Just a little bit impatient was I. Okay.
I've experienced the same thing too, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's good to know, though, that if you just kind of hang in there a little bit, it'll eventually straighten itself out.
Yeah, I call it letting the dust settle.
Yep. So it'd be interesting to know what that 6th thing is on the phone screen.
Yeah, really. I mean, I counted mine on the, and I don't have the update, but it's 5. But it does, it's not numbered. That's interesting.
I'm sort of gradually getting to the point on my blind shell with regards to the music library I've about built up. Why I wait for the thing when it says such and such a selection. And if it says 150, say, for instance, just by example, why, then if I type in 150 when I first turn that feature on, it'll go right to it.
They don't make iPods anymore, do they?
Unfortunately, they stopped supporting them, but you can still buy the older versions of them. I still have mine.
Yeah, you can probably find an old one on eBay. They stopped. I think the 2018 model was the last one they made.
Do any of you remember those little gadgets they called pods? They were, you could use them, you could get podcasts on them, whatever. But you can also play music on it. My son used to have one. And he let me listen to it one time, and it didn't sound bad for as small as it was. Heck, they're about the size of a small pill box that you could put in your purse.
I think that might be what we're talking about. Yeah, I always wanted to get one. Now, are they totally accessible with VoiceOver?
Yeah, just the phone without the phone capability. And that little tiny iPod you're talking about is the iPod Shuffle. And it looks like not bigger than much bigger than a stamp. And it's got a wheel for volume up, volume down, next track, previous track. And then the center, you press it to select. I still have mine. I love it.
Does it have a built-in speaker, or do you have to use it with headphones?
You have to use it with headphones. It does not have built-in. And the headphone jack is also the charging port. That's how small it is.
Is it a lightning plug or one of those old ones like they used to have on the old iPhones?
It is. This is a USB to 3.5 millimeter jack, like you would plug into a headset.
Okay, so the it's the little one with the little nubbies on the bottom?
No, that's a micro USB. Did you know the jack that you plug into a regular headphone jack? That's the connector.
Oh, so like a 3.5 whatever round stereo headphone jack.
Correct. And it's got a USB on the other side. So you plug the USB in and then you plug in the little mini shuffle thing to it and it charges. And it's got a version of VoiceOver on it too. It's pretty cool because you can, while it's playing, you can kind of hold it, and then it'll tell you what song is playing and who it's by. But it's got it's a way different voice, but it's older technology.
Wow.
I'll have to find mine and try to charge it. I haven't actually seen it in a while, so I'm not really sure where it's at.
That'd be fun to just hear a demonstration of it.
Yeah, I'll try to find it before the next class.
I haven't heard anything about the Hable keyboards. There was a big thing about them for a while, and I got mine, and I don't use the thing. I don't know. I found them kind of cumbersome.
The way you have to use it with it, I didn't like the configuration. I switched the you know, where I could lay it down on a table like a regular keyboard and use it that way. I like to do it that way much better than holding it in front of you like you're about to take a picture of somebody.
I know.
I always thought it kind of strange, and I still do, especially with my phone. Why do I have a camera on it.
Well, if you have Be My Eyes on your phone, you take a picture of something and it'll describe it to you. That's a wonderful use for a camera for us.
Yeah, and if you want to scan a barcode, Seeing AI is a good barcode scanner.
Yeah, I haven't played with Seeing AI on that particular phone yet, but it does have Seeing AI, and I think you can also get Ira now on the blind shell. So it was interesting. The other day I used Seeing AI and Ira to try and help me with a video monitor. I ended up figuring it out myself anyway, finding the part of the manual that described how to hook it up, and I figured it out myself.
I accidentally configured my Android phone to be without a voice. I switched over to that speech engine before I downloaded a voice, and I used Be My AI to get it working again.
Okay, talking about?
I'm talking about Be My AI or something like that, the artificial intelligence of Be My Eyes.
You had to do what to get what working again?
I had to use Be My AIs to get my Android phone working.
I know one feature that I like on my classic is the Luna. You ask Luna something, and it'll give you the answer.
I think that's their version of a virtual assistant. So, do you have both an iPhone and an Android there, Andy?
Yeah, I use the Android phone. I don't have the Android phone hooked up to anything. I just use it to play media and stuff.
Actually, I like my A-lady over here, her explanations, and I ask her a question, or it, I should say. It gives a more detailed answer.
I did play around with the Orion app a little more, and I was thinking I could use it, to find the bike in the gym, stuff like that. And what is really hard with it is that it, as you are moving, you can definitely tell it what you want it to find. But as you are moving, I just did it around my apartment here. It sees other things and may tell you about those other things, or make its chimes or beeping noises or whatever. And it might see what you're looking for. Like I asked it to find the bed in my bedroom, and it'll say that it sees it, and it might even, I can't get it to go. It's in the metric system. And it'll say that it sees it, but it doesn't really tell you like when you get to it or how close you are to it. And maybe I'm just not reading those sounds because it's seeing other stuff on the way. It just seemed like it wasn't quite as focused or whatever as I thought it would be. And so far I've been finding the bike by myself anyway. But yeah, it's like too much information or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can filter that out or not, but I know if it's looking for something and it's beeping, the faster it beeps, the closer you are to the object.
Okay, yeah, I kind of thought that. I need to play with it a little more. It may be better than I think, but yeah, I have been doing that some too.
I remember now what it was I was trying to describe when I was building up my music library. I just go to YouTube, and that's where I get it, because I've got YouTube on my phone. But I love my podcast player the best, because, I'm into podcasts anyway.
When I first got my iPhone, I used the podcast feature quite a bit, because I didn't have an A device. And, I found some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like Amazon. You name it, and it's probably a podcast on it.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the podcast app with the update yet to see if it's if it's changed anything in the way that's laid out. I got to do that.
The one, I can't remember the guy's name, but he wrote the Cabinet of Curiosities. He has a podcast on there, too, and they update that once in a while. It's pretty interesting.
We were going to read that book on our trip, and we never did, so I still have to read it.
I've got a few books on my blind shelf right now, but I've had to get them through the YouTube by means of there being audiobooks. There is a feature on there called Books, but I'm not sure how to coordinate to getting books put in there or not.
Yeah, there is a way to put Bard books in the blind shelf for sure. Now, you use Bard with an iPhone, right, Cheryl?
Oh, yeah, that's my go-to way to read, because I have my phone Bluetooth to my hearing aid. So I just put my phone in my pocket, you go about my business, and I'm reading the whole time.
Now, that's going to be something for me to get used to. I'm getting my first pair of hearing aids this next Monday. So using my shelf phone with that, and I've already looked at the manual that's built in to the shell, and it says something about be sure you hold your phone a few feet away from your where your hearing aid is on your ears.
Well, that's one reason we do not have the blind shell anymore, because the hearing aid that Wayne has is not compatible with the blind shell. So we were very disappointed.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, what classic of phone is yours, a 2?
Well, with a blind shell 2. And he has a Phonak hearing aid, so you might want to make sure your audiologist knows what kind of phone you have and that it's compatible with the hearing aids that you're getting.
It talked in the manual like it was. Though whether I'm understanding or not, I don't know. But because mine is a 3, so maybe that's different. All I know is that as far as compatibility goes, a friend of mine has a 2 here in town, but she says she got it hooked up to the Verizon carrier. Mine, I have to go with T-Mobile, because that's the only carrier that'll carry the blind shell Classic 3.
Yeah, that's apples and oranges. We're talking about pairing the hearing aid to your phone, not to your network.
Well, all I know from listening to a lot of the Jonathan Mosen podcasts that you really have to have an audiologist that's really willing to take the time and work with you to make sure that everything you need from those hearing aids, whether it be your phone and then, you know, just being out in the world and the different ways that you want to be able to hear in crowded rooms and so on and so forth, it must be a real fun job to try to fine tune what's actually going to work for all aspects of your life.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Chrisanne. But if you have the three, I'm sure that, you know, they have improved the Bluetooth connectivity and you shouldn't have any problems. Hopefully that works out for you. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, that's a thought, all right. Just looked at the clock and it's getting close to 2 o'clock. So I, mountain time. So I better go on down and eat some lunch. So we'll see you, dear hearts, sometime around.
Take care, Ellie.
Ellie, you must have a bad bathroom problem. It seems like every time you key the mic, I hear your toilet flushing.
That's not our key-up sound, is it? Have a good day.
Yeah, it is. I just had to pick on her.
I must have a what?
It's a coffee pouring into a cup or some such thing.
Oh, is that what that is? It sounds like a toilet flushing.
No, it does. It sounds like she's pouring something like a glass of water or something like that into a glass.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I've got the key up sound, which is pouring coffee.
I should have known that. It's probably one of mine. What a dummy I am. Toilet flushing would be a cool one to have.
Terry, you should not leave yourself that wide open.
I know. I goofed, didn't I? Oh, well.
Sorry, Cheryl. I tried to focus things back on the iPhone as much as possible.
Yeah, so did I.
But those phones are really neat for people that either can't or won't learn a flat screen environment. They are nice.
Well, yeah, you know, every now and then somebody will have an A-lady question or, you know, talk about something to do with jaws or, and then that's fine, you know. It's primarily iPhone, but hey, who's to say we can't just drift off course a little bit once in a while? I don't have a problem with it. Hope you guys don't.
Oh, not at all. I mean, it's still about phones. It's interesting. I have never experienced the environment of an Android phone. And Andy, you were talking about an Android phone there. I have never even experienced. Of course, the Blind Shell is based off the Android platform, but I've never actually used an Android smartphone.
They use names like Peanut Butter Pie for their operating system, but I had the somebody left a tablet with me one time, and I used Ira to turn VoiceOver on, and I was playing with that, and I thought, ooh, this is way different.
I played with an Amazon Fire tablet once, and that was kind of fun. Somebody had one, and they wanted to, excuse me, they wanted to get the Alexa working on it.
Yeah, that uses Voice Vista. That's still another speech program.
So have there been a lot of, I don't really go to Apple Viz as much as I probably should. I wonder if they have been doing a lot of their little tutorials with this update, because I think some people, I know I'm on an iPhone list, and it's so variable what people are experiencing with it. Maybe it's the different, whatever phone you have, but seems like there's a lot to be talked about in terms of how it's laid out or the experiences you have, you know, actually doing the update, which, like I say, mine just went right straight through. But I haven't listened to any of their Apple Viz presentations on that.
Yeah, iOS 26 has problems. So with Team Talk, like I have a .tt file to go on the app site, and it doesn't work.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the Android or anything, but when I saw that people were losing speech with the 26, that scared me off. I said, oh, no, because I'm way too dependent on my phone for too much, so I have to protect it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend anybody update. Do the latest version of iOS 18, I think it is. Do the latest version of that and wait for the new one.
Well, I'm just going to wait for the all clear, and once I hear it, then I will probably write an email to the users group.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Seems like when the last one came out, we all kind of hung back a little bit. You know, when the last big one came out.
I think that's always a good idea when any major update, to make sure that there's not going to be any too many, minor bug issues is fine. But if you have some major accessibility issues, yeah, it's better to wait.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for having the class at the last minute. Was the other one today or not?
No, it was not. So to get us back on track, I guess it'll be 3 weeks from today instead of two. And that way we'll be back in line with the other one. So I'll do the other one next week. And then 2 weeks after that, then we'll do both of them. So I want to thank everybody for coming in. It was a very lively discussion, as it always is. A lot of useful information. So thanks all for coming.